Hi, 大家好, this is Low Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. Have you met someone who says he's going to do one thing while he starts to do another, which is totally the opposite? In today's Chinese idiom story, we will hear a similar story, and you will know how to use 南辕北辙to describe this situation. Before we start, remember to download the scripts on my YouTube channel, Chinese with Mei. They're available in English and Thai language. Now let's see,What does 南辕北辙mean? 南 means south. 辕 means the shaft of a cart. 北 means north. 辙 means the track of the wheel. So 南辕北辙literally means you're trying to go south by driving the vehicle northward. Figuratively, it means to act in a way that defeats one's purpose, opposite to one's purpose.Now let's read the story in slow speed.
春秋时期，有个富商想去楚国，他命人驾车向北走。一个过路人看见了，向富商问道：您这是要去哪儿呢？富商说：我要去楚国。过路人很惊讶，他说：楚国在南边，你怎么往北走呢？富商说：没关系，我的马好，很快就会到的。过路人更不明白了，他说：这不是去楚国的路，您的马再好也到不了啊。富商说：没事儿，我的路费多得很。过路人摇摇头，劝他说：路费再多也没用啊，楚国在南边，您却往北走，这样只会离他越来越远的。富商说：这个不用担心，我的车夫驾车技术非常好，他一定会带我找到楚国的。过路人很无奈，他见富商不听劝告，便摇摇头走了。富商心想：我有好马，充足的路费，还有一个技术高超的车夫，还怕到不了楚国吗？于是富商开心地上路了。
Now do you get what 南辕北辙 means? Now let's learn with the story in English explanations.
春秋时期 During the spring and autumn period, 春秋时期
So roughly is 771 to 476 before Christ time.
有个富商想去楚国。
A rich businessman wanted to go to the state of 楚。
富商，商 means businessman, 商人。富商 that means a rich businessman. 想去楚国 wanted to go to the state of 楚, 楚国。
他命人驾车向北走。And he asked his driver to drive towards the north.
他命人命 comes from 命令命令 to order, to demand. 他命人 to ask the driver 驾车驾 is 驾驶 to drive 驾车 drive the car towards the north.
Actually, it's not a car, it's a vehicle that with two wheels. You can see from the picture.If you are listening on my YouTube channel,
他命人驾车向北走。
And he asked his driver to drive towards the north.
一个过路人看见了。
A passerby saw him.
向富商问道 and asked the rich businessman, 您这是要去哪儿呢?
Where are you going?
富商说我要去楚国。
The rich businessman said, I'm going to the state of 楚。
过路人很惊讶, The passerby were very surprised. The passerby 过路人惊讶 were surprised. 他说楚国在南边 The state of Chu is in the south. 你怎么往北走呢 Why are you going to the north? 富商说没关系 The rich man said, it doesn't matter. 我的马好 My horse is really good. 很快就会到的It will be there soon. 过路人更不明白了。The passerby got even more confused. 他说，这不是去楚国的路。He said, this is not the way to the state of Chu. 您的马再好也到不了啊。No matter how good your horse is, it won't make it. 富商说，没事儿。The rich man said,It's all right. 我的路费多得很。I have enough money for the trip. 路费 路 means the trip, the road. 费 means the fee, the money. 路费 so the money for the trip. 我的路费多得很。I have enough money for the trip. 过路人摇摇头。The passerby shook his head. 劝他说 and tried to persuade him. 劝他 劝 means to persuade, 劝告。路费再多也没用啊。It doesn't matter how much money you have. 楚国在南边。The state of Chu is in the south. 您却往北走。But you are going to the north. 这样只会离他越来越远的。So you will be further away from it. 富商说，这个不用担心。The rich businessman said, Don't worry about this. 我的车夫驾车技术非常好。My driver is very good at driving. The 车夫 the driver. 他一定会带我找到楚国的。He will definitely take me to the state of Chu. 过路人很无奈。The passerby was very disappointed. 无奈。That means you have no choice, you have no alternatives, have to accept something, 很无奈。他见富商不听劝告。Since the rich businessman did not listen to him, 劝告 just now we learned 劝 means to persuade, 劝告 to the persuasion, 不听劝告 doesn't listen to the persuasion, which means doesn't listen to him, 便摇摇头走了。So he shook his head and left.富商心想 The rich man was thinking, 我有好马 I have a good horse. 充足的路费 enough money, 充足 adequate, enough. 还有一个技术高超的车夫 and a highly skilled driver. 还怕到不了楚国吗 Why should I worry about not to reach the state of Chu?于是富商开心地上路了。With this thought in mind, the rich businessman hit the road happily. 上路了 hit the road, set off the road. So how do you find this rich man? Do you think he would arrive the state of Chu? Now let's read the story in normal speed and try to test yourself whether you understand the whole story. 春秋时期有个富商想去楚国，他命人驾车向北走。一个过路人看见了，向富商问道：您这是要去哪儿呢？富商说：我要去楚国。过路人很惊讶，他说：楚国在南边，你怎么往北走呢？富商说：没关系，我的马好，很快就会到的。过路人更不明白了，他说，这不是去楚国的路，您的马再好也到不了啊。富商说，没事儿，我的路费多得很。过路人摇摇头劝他说，路费再多也没用啊，楚国在南边，您却往北走，这样只会离他越来越远的。富商说，这个不用担心。我的车夫驾车技术非常好，他一定会带我找到楚国的。 过路人很无奈，他见富商不听劝告，便摇摇头走了。富商心想，我有好马，充足的路费，还有一个技术高超的车夫，还怕到不了楚国吗？于是富商开心地上路了。 Now do you understand the story better? Now let's see two examples how we use this idiom in two sentences. First, 想要好成绩却不努力，不过是南辕北辙罢了。想要好成绩 you want high grades, but 不努力 but you never work hard, 不过是南辕北辙罢了。 You're just walking away from your goal. So you want high grades, 想要好成绩 but never work hard, 却不努力，不过是南辕北辙罢了。 You're walking away from your goal. A second example. I think this example might workOn some of us, especially girls, at least it works on me. 你一边喊着要减肥，一边却吃那么多甜食，这是南辕北辙，难怪越减越肥。Do you understand? 你一边喊着要减肥， you say you want to lose weight.一边却吃那么多甜食 while you keep eating so many sweets. 这是南辕北辙 you are going to the opposite way. 南辕北辙，难怪越减越肥 No wonder, the longer you try, the more weight you put on. Let's read the sentence again. 你一边喊着要减肥，一边却吃那么多甜食，这是南辕北辙。难怪越减越肥。So how do you like today's story? On what situations you can use this idiom? Can you give me your example here? If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to my channel, to my podcast for more, or support me on my Patreon page. This is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. I will see you next time. Bye bye.